Please open your Bibles to the book of 1 Kings, the 10th chapter. 1 Kings, chapter 10. In your Scofield Bible, page 400. We'll be reading the first 9 verses, and we will read these verses responsively. 1 Kings, chapter 10, verses 1 through 9, in your Scofield Bible, page 400. Shall we, as our custom is, stand, please, for the reading of God's Word? And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold, and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. And let's finish together on verse 9. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king, to do judgment and justice. And let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for Mother's Day. We think of our mothers. Many of us have mothers who are in heaven with thee now, and we think of their influence on our lives, and we thank you for the many sweet, gentle, precious women of this church. We pray that you'd bless now in this service. We thank you for our preacher. Thou hast prepared a spiritual feast for us. Help us to sit at the table. Help us to take in that which you would have us to have for our enrichment, for our spiritual health. In Jesus' name, amen.
Returning to it, I want to read just a verse or two of what we read a while ago. I want to tell you before I read just the story briefly about the message this morning, and then a verse or two, and then we'll pray, and then I'll bring the message. The fame of Solomon had spread all over the east. The fame of his wisdom, his palace, his temple, and so many other magnificent things about his kingdom. It had spread to a little country down in southern Arabia, an area called Sheba. You've heard the term, the Queen of Sheba. The Queen of Sheba heard about Solomon, and she had some doubts concerning the ability for him to produce what she had heard he had produced. So she comes to visit, and here's what she says after she came. When the Queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up to the house, unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, It was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came. Mine eyes had seen it. By the way, you may not believe that salvation's so good, but don't knock it till you've tried it. You see, I didn't believe it till I saw it. And then she said, And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I had heard. Here's a wonderful verse. Happy are thy men, happy are thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Then she said, now get this, Blessed be the Lord thy God, She said, when I came and saw that it was more than I had heard, and how happy your men are, how happy your servants are, then she said, blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. Our Heavenly Father, I pray you to help me this morning to be a blessing to these people whom I love dearly. And I pray this morning a truth shall be advanced over this pulpit that will help us to love thee more and serve thee better. In Jesus' name, amen. Word had begun, this is a little bit of repetition, of course. Word had begun to leak out about the greatness of King Solomon. It came to a country in southwest Arabia, an area called Sheba. Sheba had a queen, and all we know about her is that she's called the Queen of Sheba. She did not believe what she had heard. She had heard about the wisdom of Solomon, the magnificence of his kingdom, and she did not believe what she had heard. She wanted to see for herself. And with doubt and skepticism, she came to Israel to see herself the magnitude or lack of magnitude of the kingdom of Solomon. So the truth is, she came to criticize. That's why she came. She came to be critical. And she came, the Bible says, with a lot of hard questions to ask Solomon. So here she comes, and she brings up these hard questions. And this is what happened. Number one, she had all her questions answered. Solomon answered all her questions. Ladies and gentlemen, this book has the answer for all your questions and the solution for all your problems. I want to tell you something. You may have doubted the Christian life. Well, try it. Try it. You may have doubted the fact that there's joy and peace and happiness available. Then give it a shot. Don't knock it till you've tried it. And so she came, and Solomon answered all her questions. Now then, she saw several things that convinced her that not only was Solomon what she had heard he was, but more than what she had heard, and not only was the kingdom what she heard the kingdom was, but more than what she heard. And so is what she saw. She saw his wisdom. She saw his house. She ate his food. But here's what I like the best. She saw the manner of his servants. She saw how courteous they were. She saw the manner of his servants, and that helped to convince her that not only was he for real and the kingdom for real, but it was more than what she'd ever dreamed it would be. She saw the manner of his servants. Ladies and gentlemen, knock the First Baptist Church all you want to, but look at the manner of our people. Look at the courtesy of our people. There's hardly a week that passes what somebody that does not come to this church writes me a note or calls me on the phone and tells me of some kind deed that's been done by some person in this church. Maybe a car stalled beside the road or something of that nature. And they simply say, your people are the most courteous people I've ever seen. Hey, don't knock it till you've tried it. And so she saw the manner and the courtesy and behavior of the people of Solomon. Not only did she have her questions answered, she saw his magnificent house, which was more than she thought it would be. She ate at his table, which was more scrumptious than she had even thought it would be. She saw the manner of his servants, and that made her believe. But there's something else. The Bible says she saw the way his people ministered to him. They love that guy, she said. Look how they minister to him. When she saw the way his people ministered and the behavior of his people, but there's something else that she saw. She saw their apparel. She saw the way they were dressed. Sort of like a person goes to a public school and sees all these heathens and girls coming in shorts and blue jeans and pants. And I wouldn't go to bed in the clothes they wear at the public schools these days. And then you go to Hammond Baptist schools and you see the young ladies all in dresses and modest link clothing. And there's got to be something to it. Everybody wants our product, but nobody wants our recipe.
But when the Queen of Sheba came, she saw the palace, but that didn't turn her as much as other things. She ate the scrumptious food, but that was not the main thing that swayed her. She saw the manner of his people and the way his servants ministered, the Bible says, to him. And then she saw their apparel. She saw the way they dressed. And I'll tell you something, folks. I don't care what the world says, there's still supposed to be an appropriate manner of dress. And there's still supposed to be a propriety of dress. I get on an airplane and I stay on the airplane all the time. Either on the plane or in the air or at the gate or out on the runway, one or the other, or trying to find the pretty blonde out there on a Sunday morning early. I'm trying to get her back in good graces, but it's nothing that irritates me anymore to get on a plane and sit down to some guy who has his big old hairy legs sticking out a pair of shorts. And they has sandals on, no socks. Then he takes off the sandals. Now, somebody needs to tell American people there's such a thing as priority. Somebody needs to tell American people that there's when you go to church, you ought to dress like you're going to church. And when you take a trip somewhere, you ought to dress like you're a decent human being. Looks like a zoo at the airport these days. Now, she saw his people. She saw how courteous they were. Let folks criticize First Baptist Church because of our standards. Let them criticize us because we don't believe in drinking martinis. Let them criticize us because we don't believe in smoking cigarettes or chewing or dipping. Let the folks criticize us because we don't believe in the dirty rock music. We think Michael Jackson came straight out of hell. He didn't get born again. He's going to go back there. Let them criticize us for that. But let nobody criticize us for being unmannerly or unkind or uncouth or not being proper. Queen of Sheba, she saw his servants, how they ministered. She saw their manners and their propriety. She saw their apparel, the way they were dressed appropriately. Then the Bible says she saw the manner of Solomon himself. She saw how Solomon treated his people. And she said, this is more than I thought it would be. The truth is, I came to criticize. But she said, after seeing the manner of his people, their behavior, their propriety, after seeing their apparel, the way they dress, after seeing the way he treats his people, and those people love Solomon. And Solomon loves those people. And the Queen of Sheba, then she said, what I like the most, she said to Solomon, happy are thy people. Happy are thy people. She said, happy are thy servants. Now, say what you want to say. This man right here has been working for me over 30 years. And he's one of the happiest men you ever saw. Now, you may try to explain away First Baptist Church, but explain away John Colston. This man right here, he's a happy teacher. This man right here, a happy principal. This man right here, a traitor. This man is happy. This man is happy. This man is bald-headed. This man is happy. My men are happy. The fellow, people say, Brother House, why is it this watch he has on right here right now? It's a watch that I gave him for 30 years of service. 30 years of service. Who has one of the other 20 years on? This watch I gave him is for 20 years of service. He'll never get a 30-year watch. In fact, after he would have been in 30 years, I'm going to send him a little notice that this is the day you'd have gotten a watch, but you'll never get it. Now, what's going on right now is proof of what I'm trying to say. You're a happy people. This is no formal funeral-like ritualistic service. We're happy people. The songs we sing are happy songs. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear, the sweetest name on earth. Queen of Sheba, if she'd have come there and seen a bunch of God, listen to me, folks over here. Hey, listen to me. I'm preaching to you. If she'd have come and seen a bunch of gossiping people, she wouldn't have been convinced. And I wouldn't be surprised she didn't get saved because she said, blessed be the Lord thy God. Why? She saw the manner of his people. I want to praise God this morning. You can tell a First Baptist church member when you see him on the street. I want to praise God this morning. You can tell a First Baptist Church young lady when you see her on the street. I want to praise God this morning. You can tell a member of First Baptist Church, a young man from First Baptist Church, when you see him on the street. Why? Tell you exactly why. He's dressed modestly. She's dressed modestly. And they're decent. And they're like American people used to be when America had some character. Happier thy people. Happier our deacons. If you want to know something about Brother Hiles, you come to First Baptist Church when he's not here sometime. And you'll know it, what I'm like, because the people act like I'm gone like they do while I'm here. I mean, they're happy. Our deacons' meetings are happy. Brother Borby doesn't say, it's time to call a meeting to order. Well, now I have the reading of the minutes. He doesn't do that. He says, y'all pray. Time to start. And we're happy. I was thinking last night, we're talking about what to do about, yesterday, what to do about these buildings over here. We're closing the deal this week on all the houses between here and the library. And so, the deacons met and we voted to tear them down. We didn't have to do that. I was going to do that anyway. I specialize in tearing down buildings. And I got to thinking about the one across the alley. You folks are new here. We bought a building across the alley and decided to tear it down and make a parking lot out of it. One of the deacons said at deacon's meeting, Pastor, I make a motion that we appoint a committee and have that committee get the building demolished. I said, you don't have to appoint a stupid committee. A committee is a group of the unprepared or unqualified to do the unnecessary, who read the minutes and waste the hours. I said, you don't have to appoint a committee. I can call the demolition company and tell them to tear the building down. And the fellow made the motion and said, okay, Pastor, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry I made the motion. Well, I said, you ought to be sorry. No need to appoint a committee to tear a building down. So I called the demolition company and gave them instructions, and they did tear the building down. And also the one next to it that we did not own. How would you like to come to work some morning and the building not be there? I mean, smack dab down. Gone. Like swoosh. I hated to see the deacons. Because they had wanted to appoint a committee, and I told them that was dumb. Oh, I called a special meeting of the deacons the next Saturday night. And they didn't know what had happened. I knew the Hammond Times would have it headlines in the paper, Howell strikes again on the headline. I wanted to get the deacons to know before Hammond Times put it in the headline. And sure enough, they did. Deacons came in, and I said, fellas, I called this special meeting. One of the fellows said, how much money do you want this time? I said, fellas, I didn't call to ask for money. I called this special meeting just to tell you how much I love you. And to thank you the way you stood by me through thick and thin. I had some thin coming up immediately. I said, fellas, remember that building you told me to tear down? Yeah. I said, it's down. Then I said, did you ever hear that scripture that says, if a man asks you to go a mile, go with him too? I said, fellas, I didn't give good enough instructions. The building is down, but the one next door is down too. I'll never forget it. Bob Leo, same one that blabbed off a while ago. Bob Leo stood up and said, well, we don't pay much. We don't expect much. I said, one more word out of you, buddy. Your house comes down tonight. One fellow hollered across the room and said, don't worry about it. He'll get the one next door instead. We have more fun demolishing buildings than you have building buildings. Happy are thy people. Show me a church where the deacon board's as happy as the First Baptist Church of Hammond. Happy are our deacons. Happy is our staff. Happy is our high school. Happy are our young people. Happy are the students at Howells Anderson College. Happy is this church. And that's the way it ought to be. This old sin-cursed world blighted by misery and tears and heartache and heartbreak. And this old world, we need some churches that are bright and cheerful and happy. And the Queen of Sheba said, I came to see. I saw the manner of your people. I saw their apparel, saw the way they were dressed. And I saw how courteous they were. I saw how they took care of Solomon. I saw how nice Solomon treated them. I saw how Solomon loved them, and they loved Solomon. But I saw how happy the people were, and the Queen of Sheba said, "The half has not been told." Let me ask you a question. Oh, by the way, it says this, and I want to read it to you. When she said, "Happy are thy people," I want you to notice what it says, if I can find it. "Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants," gets this now, "which stand continually before thee." The ones that were the happiest were the ones that knew him best. I ask a question. Can you stand close scrutinization? You look as good at a distance, up close, as you do at a distance? This man right here knows me. He's known me good night 33 years, worked for me over 30 years. This man right here knows me, been with me over 20 years. This man right here knows me enough where he got mad and left. But he knows me. And I'll tell you another thing. This man loves me as much as he does. They know me, but they're happy people. I have no greater compliment than to see my men happy, and my high school happy, and my college happy, and my deacons happy, and my church is happy. And the Queen of Sheba said, "Happy are thy men, and happy are thy servants, which continually minister to thee. Your people have something I didn't realize they have. I like the way they dress. I like the way they behave. I like the way they're happy. I like their joy. I like their enthusiasm." And she said, "I am convinced. I had heard. I came to criticize, but I found out the half has not been told." I want to thank God today that First Baptist Church of Hammond can stand inspection. Those men over in Northern Ireland, member of Ian Paisley's church in Northern Ireland, got some of my tapes. They heard my tape. Listen to me. Heard my tapes. They got some more and some more. And they got to where they had literally hundreds of my tapes and my books. And they decided to come all the way from Northern Ireland to Hammond, Indiana, to see if it was what they thought it was. I thank God when I heard they came, I didn't worry. I didn't say, "I wonder if they're going to find out what they heard." Yes, they are going to find out what they heard. They're going to hear a man stand up and preach, and they're going to see folks walk down the aisle, and they're going to see dozens get saved and dozens get baptized. I want to thank God this morning. The old church downtown can stand close scrutiny and close inspection. If you're here this morning, you came to see what it's all about. It's what you thought it was. It may be you like it or don't like it, but it's what you thought it was. Our people, the quality, the manners. I recall in our high school a few years ago, a student had done something pretty bad, and he had to get expelled. We gave him a lie detector test. And the fella who gave the lie detector test told us, said, "That's the finest young man's been in here in a long time. That's the finest young man." The guy's getting kicked out of our school. It's the finest young man. I tell you what, he'd be the best student in Hammond High. Well, I shouldn't have said that. But I did. I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that the proof is in the... Hey, liberals, trot out your product. Trot your product out. If you want to see your product, go down to the Hammond Civic Center after you've had a rock concert and see the garbage and filth and beer cans and beer bottles and smell the dope that's down there. And then you go down there after First Baptist Church young folks have been down there and you'll find tracts and Bibles left there. Why? I'll tell you why. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. That's why. She said, "More than I thought. More than I thought." That's what Psalm 126, verse 1 following means. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. The people had been in bondage for 70 years. And then they got delivered. And they said, "We're free. We're going home. We're going back to our beloved city. Our beloved land of Canaan. We're going home. On our way home. We're bound for the promised land." And then it says, "Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing." People say, "Brother Howells, I just don't like this laughter around here." You would if you ever got delivered. They're free. 70 years they've been in bondage. And now all of a sudden they're free. They're going back home. They're no longer slaves in Babylon or Media Persia. They're going back home. And they said, "We couldn't believe it. We're going home. We're free." Well, praise God, I've been freed too. And if you're saved this morning, you've been freed from the bondage of sin. You've been freed from eternity in hell. You've been freed from the slavery of the devil. And you've been set free. And you're on your way home. Then act like it. If you're happy, I wish your heart would tell your face. And your face would tell your tongue. And then it said, hear carefully. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. And the next verse says, then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. When the heathen see our joy. I did something more than I hardly ever do. I got to pass by other churches at Sunday school time. I came late because, sad story I told you a while ago. I passed by these dead churches. I counted 7 cars at one of them. That's 7 too many. I counted 7 cars at one of them. I counted 14 cars at another. I don't know, big churches now, 14 cars at another one. I came up to First Baptist. I couldn't even find a place to park. Buses and cars everywhere. And you know what people say? People that don't like what we stand for, they sure do wonder what's going on. I went to a doctor I'd never been to before, an eye doctor. Probably one of the best known in this area. And had an eye test, and he had never met me before. He said, "Dr. Hiles, I've heard an awful lot about you." He said, "You have a great college out there." And I said, "Doc, have you ever been to our college?" "No, but you have a great college." He said, "You're doing a great work down at First Baptist." I said, "Have you been there?" "No." "Well," I said, "how do you know?" He said, "I've seen your people. I've seen your people." So, I said, "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen." Let me ask you a question. What do the heathen say about you? And then it said, they testified to the heathen, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we're glad." Or what it really means is, "The Lord hath done great things for us, and that's why we're glad." Look at the product of the mainline denomination churches. Look at their product. All across America, humanists, liberals are trying to solve the narcotic problem in America. They come to Hammond, I tell you, we got it solved. You say, "Brother Howells, how do you keep the narcotics out of your school?" Like this. You use it, we kick you out. And it works. "Brother Howells, how in the world do you, in your..." Folks come to our grade school. A repairman comes in their grade school. He walks in to repair something in a room and all the kids stand up. In respect for an adult. And these repairmen can't understand it. And one of them came to me one day, he's at the church, he said, "I thought your school..." "I have something like that in my life." He said, "That's great. How do you do it?" I said, "I'll show you how we do it." He said, "Exactly how we do it. Sit up here. Bend over." I said, "That's the way we do it." Boy, you students like that. I got him back for you, didn't I? That's the way we do it. You say, "Brother Howells, why?" The Bible says do it. That's why we do it. And let me tell you something, brother. The Bible works. You look, the heathen looks at and says, "We've heard that you got discipline at Howells Anderson College and Hammond Baptist Schools, and we hear young people respect authority," and they say, "Yes, sir, no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am."
and we believe it's a cult.
Come and see. Come and see.
Come and see young people that respect you again. Come and see young people that wear modest clothing. Come and see young ladies that don't show their thighs in public. And listen, these men school teachers sitting up there in front of the class, seeing the underwear of the females in their class, somebody needs to get America back to this book again. Come and see the answer to integrity. Come and see the answer to young men who work hard and are coveted for jobs by employees around the area. Come and see. Queen, come and see. I just don't believe it could be like that. I've got a bunch of questions I'd like to ask Mr. Solomon, and I'm going to go over there and see for myself.
Look at the way they're dressed. Look how courteous they are. Look how decent. Look how they love Solomon. Look how Solomon loves them. Look how they try to please him. Look how he tries to please them. She said, King, I came to criticize. I'd heard, I didn't believe it, but the half has not been told. I love that little line, happy are thy people. Happy are thy people. Happy are the deacons of First Baptist Church. Happy are the folks that work here on the staff. Happy are the young people at Hammond Baptist High School and City Baptist School. Happy are the young people at Hiles Anderson College. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know the answer, you just come and see. And by the way, if you're here this morning and you never trusted Christ as your Savior, you don't know you're going to heaven when you die, come and see! My old pastor, Forrest McElroy, when I was a little boy, he's the guy that baptized me. He looked like Joe Boyd, about 6'4", big, tall guy, big, looked like a tight end on a football team, big guy. Had a finger about 2 feet long. He'd point it to you while he'd preach. He used to put that in invitation time. He said, come on. Come on. And if he got his eye on one guy, he'd say, come on. Come on. Come on. He used to stand up and he used to say something that scared me to death. I love the guy. He said, you walk down this aisle and accept Jesus. If he doesn't save you, I'll never preach another sermon as long as I live. I used to sit there and worry, what if a guy comes down, trusts Jesus and doesn't get saved? I won't have my pastor anymore. I got news for you, brother. He's never broken any promise spoken. And you come and see, and you'll find you can have the same joy we have, same heaven we have, same Savior we have, same excitement we have, same peace we have, same contentment we have. Come and see! See for yourself! Oprah, bring your two-bit psychologist that get on your program and other programs and tell America how to solve the teenage suicidal problem and how to solve the narcotics problem. Come and see where it's being done.
Come and see, Bill Clinton. Come and see. Come and see, liberal theologian. Come and see.
The thing I like about this book most is that it works. This morning, if you're here and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, I just don't think there's anything to that. Come and see. Come and see. I think I'll tell this story. It's been a long time since I told it. And I've got some minutes to kill here. I won't tell this story. Another story I haven't told in years. I tell this usually on the first and third Sunday of the month, but I'm going to say it on the second Sunday this time. We used to have a little broadcast over here every morning. And it was the corniest broadcast in the world. Just corny. I just folks in howdy for 30 minutes and chit-chat with the people. And one day I was going to Japan to preach. This has been good night, 30 years ago. I was going to Japan to preach. And I had to get me a physical examination. So I went down here to Hammond Clinic and didn't know the doctor there. I walked in and the doctor gave me a physical. And he said, everything's okay. I got some shots. And after I got the shots, I looked at the doctor. I said, doctor, do I get a sucker? He said, what for? I said, I didn't cry. I thought you gave suckers to people who didn't cry when they got shots. He and his nurse thought that was funny. They gave me a whole handful of suckers. Said, here's take one for you and one for each member of your staff. So I brought the suckers back, and about that time it was time for the broadcast. I hadn't studied, so I decided to tell the story about the suckers. So I told the story. I said, folks, I just got back from getting my shots for a trip to Japan. I said, I didn't cry either. We're talking about radio, on the radio. I said, didn't cry either. I said, the doctor gave me some shots. I didn't cry at all. And I asked the doctor if he was going to give me a sucker because I didn't cry, and he gave me a whole bunch of suckers so my staff could have some. That's all of that. A lady walked down the aisle right there one, a few Sundays later. She said, I said, you want me to be saved? She's already got saved. I said, how? She said, my husband left me and I had a boy rear alone. She said, nothing was going right. I decided to commit suicide. She said, I work. I take it back. I was buying a present for my sister, a birthday present for my sister. I think that was her 88th birthday, something like that. I was buying a birthday present for my sister. And this lady said, you're Reverend Howes, over at Carson Perry Scott. She said, you're Reverend Howes, aren't you? And I said, yes, ma'am. Have you seen me? No. I said, well, how'd you know it's me? She said, I heard you laugh across the store. I said, well, what do you mean? She said, I'd know your laugh anywhere. I said, well, where did you ever hear me laugh? She said, one morning I had a gun to kill myself. My husband left me. I had to rear my boy alone. I was going to kill myself. Picked up the gun, pointed my head, blew brains out. She said, radio's on. And some preacher was saying, I went to the doctor and got his shot and asked him for a sucker. She said, I don't believe a preacher talk about doctors. I talk like that. She said, before I kill myself, I'm going to hear the rest of this. She said, he kept saying, I asked him for a sucker because he didn't cry. And he said, take this sucker and give it, these suckers, give some to your staff too. She said, I put the gun down, and she said, if a man can have that much fun laughing, the world's something decent about it, I think I'll just not kill myself. And she said, and later on, she walked down the aisle and professed faith in Christ. Why? Because she heard a preacher laugh on the radio. Suppose I'd gotten on the radio that morning and said, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now, time of our death. Amen. Bam. Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Jordan, stormy banks, I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. We're a happy people. Join us. Come on and join this holy band. On to glory go, to dwell in that celestial land where joys immortal flow. This book, ladies and gentlemen, this book and the Savior of this book are the only two things in this world that are just as what you heard they would be. Let the devil advertise all he wants to, but he can't offer you what he advertises. But you come and put your life in the hands of the God of this book and the Savior of this book and the words of this book, I'll promise you, you'll say with the Queen of Sheba, the half has not been told. Come and see. Come and see. Come and, I don't believe it. Come and see. Nothing of that. Come and see. Well, it looks horrible. Come and see. Well, it looks dreary. Come and see. Walk down this aisle this morning. Put your faith in Christ as your Savior. He'll forgive your sins. Write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Erase your sins out of the book of this record. And never impute another sin against your record. And make you His child. And if you died that moment, you'd go to heaven. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. Come and see. Come and see. You folks that go to some dead, dry, dusty church. Doesn't have any church on Sunday night. They do, just a handful of people show up. Won't you get an old-fashioned, soul-winning, King James Bible, sin-fighting, evangelistic church where the folks are happy? Come and see.
I just don't think I'd like it here.
Come and see.
It's just not what I prefer.
Come and see. And by the way, if you prefer it so much, why don't you go back where you prefer on Sunday night? Come and see. Come and see. Come on, Queen. Come on. We can stand your inspection.
Come on over here. Come on, Queen. Come on, look at our house. Look how it is. Hey, don't leave. Sit down and eat with us now. Hey, don't leave, Queen. Look how our folks are dressed. Hey, Queen, don't leave. Don't leave. Look how mannerly our people are. Hey, don't leave, Queen. Look and see, if you would, please, how much they love each other. And look and see how Solomon loves them. And they love Solomon. Come and see. Come on, Queen, and see. And you come and see today. And you'll find the life that you've been looking for. And the peace and joy of Christ that'll give you home in heaven. And make you say with the people of Psalm 126, then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Would you bow your heads, please?
Our Heavenly Father, I'm glad the First Baptist Church can stand inspection. But I'm more pleased that Jesus can stand inspection. Salvation can stand inspection. And I pray this morning you'd help people who've been doubting to come as the Queen of Sheba did and see for themselves. Our heads are bowed.